Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. I'm going to cut to another song. John will be calling in soon, and hopefully we'll hear from Don and Albert. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Thanks, John and Don, for calling in. I'll pull you in a minute. Tonight's topic was about if you can ignore the mainstream news and the outside world, can you be more content? Lately, I've been working nonstop, about 80 hours a week. The only thing I check into is Instagram and Facebook, and they just have cute videos. But now I'm somewhat remorse because Shinzo Abe, the former Prime Minister of Japan, was assassinated this week. I'm just going to read a short clip, and then you guys can talk about what you want. By the way, Lauren Hoffman, my son turned 24 today. When Tetsuya Yamagami was arrested at the assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan, he told police he had a grudge against a certain group, but the authorities haven't identified the organization or explained its connection to Mr. Abe. Scrutiny amid a swirl of Japanese media speculation is now focused on the Unification Church, the Christian group known for mass weddings and efforts to cultivate relationships with conservative political parties worldwide. At a news conference Monday, church officials detailed the organization ties to the assassin and his mother, describing her as a longtime member. She joined the church in 1998 but lost touch with the group for a long period before returning earlier this year. Tomohiro Tanaka, the head of the church Japanese branch, said, "The church would not specifically identify itself as the group, cited by the police that it had no records indicating that Mr. Yamagami had ever been a member and was not aware of any threats directed by him at its members. The church also said it had no direct relationship with Mr. Abe, although it had interacted with other lawmakers through an affiliated organization." Then they show a picture of a mass wedding in South Korea. The police have revealed a few details about Mr. Yamagami, 41, who had been charged with murdering the former prime minister. Mr. Abe had shot him from behind with a homemade gun in Nara on Friday while delivering a speech for a candidate 2 days before a parliamentary election. I'm just going to read one more paragraph. After his arrest, Mr. Yamagami told police he had served in Japan's military. A person with his same name and date of birth served 3 years in the Navy. During a news briefing on Monday, the police said that Mr. Yamagami had confessed to testing an improvised weapon the day before shooting Mr. Abe. The police said Friday that several improvised guns had been seized from Yamagami's apartment. The shootings shook a nation where gun violence is rare. But during a wake for Mr. Abe on Monday night at one of the Tokyo's largest Buddhist temples, there were few signs of increased security. Mourners came in off the street and deposited flowers in front of a photo. Nearby, a stream of dignitaries in black suits and dresses walked in from the rain and train stations at a guarded gate, though no one seemed to be imposing strict security checks. With that, I'm going to pull in Don and John in the order they called. Good evening. This is Jane.
Hello there. Where you been? Dang it. Anyway.
I've been working a lot of overnights, which makes it impossible to do the show. And I'm losing my assets for the show by not doing it. But it's okay. We'll get 2 shows in this month at least. Here's John. I'm pulling in John. And then Albert said he might call later. Hi, John. How are you doing today?
Hello, Jane Hoffman.
So next to kin, Lauren Hoffman's 24 today.
Happy birthday, Lauren.
Thank you. I was trying to, like, make a point that if I generally know what's going on in the Ukraine, but I haven't paid attention to any news in 2 weeks. This is the most ignorant I've been in my life.
All I'm doing
is taking care of 90 senior residents, working a data entry job, donating plasma. And my proverbial question was, is life any better when you don't pay attention? Secondly, there was a murder of a former Japanese prime minister that I thought I'd read, but I don't know how long ago he was in power. What's on your all's mind tonight?
Don't speak too soon. Yeah, no, I'm, as I said, hello, John. Hello, everyone. All of the things that you just brought up in the preface are on my mind. In Japan, one of my grandsons is a member of the South Korean Church, World Church of God or something like that, or World Church of Christ. And I believe it might be at an offshoot or an affiliate somehow.
The one from Orange County?
I don't know exactly where it's from. I believe it may be from Orange County.
No, I mean your grandson from Orange County. I mean your stepson.
Right. Well, he was more like, Orange County, all over there, Riverside, Temecula, all those places. But anyway, so he's, we believe that he's, might have the church might be associated with it somehow. But anyway, it really struck home there. And the fact that the mother was a member, and I don't know how indoctrinated, because they are very indoctrinating. So a lot of propaganda.
Well, if they're having
there.
Mass
so
weddings, but too bad we don't have Wade on the show because he lived in South Korea 9 years.
Right. Well, the rub off of the religions is very unusual for the Japanese because they keep a lot of their tradition of their own traditional religions, but realize this, that they had only one murder all of last year, and all a gun murder in all of last year in Japan. That is the pain.
Unbelievable.
That's utopia. That's where if they were welcoming the black people, I'd go, but.
When I looked up the picture of the mass wedding that they showed in the credits, in the very front row was an Asian guy and a black woman in the South Korean mass wedding.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, because, Africans have gotten all over since the beginning of time. So.
Well, there's a lot of different nationalities in Seoul, Korea. I don't know about Japan. I know there's a lot of foreign visitors.
Japan, the main thing is the military. When you get people coming into the military and they stay in those regions, that's where you get a spike in interracial marriages, relationships, all those things. So you've got military in both South Korea and Japan, and they've got had an effect on the region.
By the way, the Shinzo Abe was in office from 2012 to 2020, so it wasn't too long ago. Why don't we let John say something, since he probably had to rearrange his schedule to be on the show. So,
what?
Very funny. Okay, hi, John. Besides this assassination of a Japanese leader, you're kind of in the same boat as me, where, none of us really, I don't really have anybody to answer to, because I do have a few distant relatives up here, but do you think life is better off living in a fishbowl and Now, see, I know you're very socially and religiously aware, but a lot of people aren't. But is life better when you're kind of not tuned in to the news every day, or is it worse?
It depends how seriously you take the news. And once you understand how the news is, someone reading a script, and it's the same as actors, the same as your movies, TV, commercials, you start realizing that 90% of who you're talking to are people pretending to be something. Like, they're pretending to be experts, or they're, you know, like, I'm the president, right? And it's a movie. And it's like, well, Harrison Ford isn't president. And all these people, Tom Cruise is not a secret agent. And he doesn't know how to fly.
It boils down to legitimate authority versus accurate media and how it affects our daily lives.
Well, you know, it's interesting. News, as we know, has changed, because back in the day, news was anchors, they just read what happened. It was just who, what, where, why, and so forth. That was it. It was just simple stuff like, oh, there was a shooting at the grocery store at 8 o'clock, and this and that happened. Now, like in LA, there's KFI and other news stations, and they just start talking about, oh, their opinion, and this is terrible. Or no, they'll say, this is terrible. I just can't believe stuff like this happens, and it happens every day. You never heard that, like, out of, say, a Walter Cronkite, unless it was like JFK getting shot or something. And even then, he kept his emotions pretty well in check. But nowadays, they're just talking about their own personal opinion. It's not news anymore. It's just news opinion.
That reminds me of something. Well, I did hear, there's two things that happened to me in the last 2 weeks that are relevant. I got a text from a Washington, D.C. outfit asking me, you know, about, was I upset now that Roe v. Wade was overturned? And I told them, as a matter of fact, I'm actually on the fence. I think I told them the truth, that I don't have I've been on the fence for years. I'm not pro-life or pro-choice, but I lean towards pro-life, and that maybe this law will change people's behavior. But then I also heard something on Christian radio this week, because I've been listening to that more, because since I work so much, I need emotional support while I'm driving. They said something about now schools, I don't know if I want to get into this topic, but I'm just throwing it out there. Like, there's outlying themes about how society's changing and how they have a different alternative wardrobes at school. So if a child doesn't want their parents to know that they identify as the opposite sex, they can go to school in a certain pair of clothes and then change into their sexually identified clothes when they get there and not have the parents know at all. So, I mean, like, I still listen to Christian radio. I did listen to NPR coming back and forth from Minneapolis a week and a half ago, but I really haven't been keeping in touch with the Ukraine or gas prices or anything. And you guys can feel free to talk about something else. This is just a headliner.
Yeah, no, you might be all right if not thinking about those things right now. They're all temporary. They're all so cyclical, and we're going through it right now. More or less, we are at the beginning middle stages of a recession. We are actually in the recession. The Dow stock markets have been down 3 months. Going to be down three quarters in a row. So that just means that's automatically meaning it's a recession right now. So we're in it already. Prices are not going to go down for a few months.
I think the Democrats are going to lose big time at the midterm elections.
It depends, because you just hit the nail on the head. What's going to be the major highlighting topic is the abortion issue. That has just opened up a whole new can of worms and stirred up different sectors of the independent voters. I'm like
That's
you.
A good
I'm
point.
I'm ambivalent to. I can't say codifying Roe v. Wade, but just having the because 3% of only 3% of Planned Parenthood services are abortion. The rest of the 97% are for everyday female and male, you can say reproductive.
I don't think, no, I disagree with that, and I'll let John comment. I think Roe v. Wade was an initial shock for many people. But if people were really tuned in, they'd know that the pro-lifers have been at this for years, and they're a lot more mobilized. But even the people who are against the overturning of Roe v. Wade, I don't think the active number of voters in this country are that young and that liberal. I think the active number are middle-aged and moderate to conservative. And I don't think there's going to be a big upheaval until the next presidential election.
I think it's going to manifest itself at the midterms because those gains that a lot of the Republican candidates had gotten, because January 6th is also going to be a tumultuous decision. So... you know, they're going to be a double
whammy. Yeah, it is for people paying attention, and some of my friends are. I'm not. I want to mention that I hadn't watched. I was at work last night in the lobby. We do have the internet and cable. CNN has a whole guide on how you should vote, and it has a website link on its page to the local voting guide. So I think John would probably find that offensive.
Well, all I know
is
that the independent vote is the vote. And it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat anymore.
I know what you mean by
the
independent. Like, it's votes that cause swings, and what people might be interested in voting for, sometimes single-issue voters.
Right, exactly. And then so we're looking at 36% Democrat, 31% Republican, and 28% independent. So they're going to be extremely important sector in the upcoming election, and I think they will make a difference. And that's why some of the policies that are coming out from the Supreme Court and the Republican Party itself may affect them greatly in midterm.
Okay, I'm going to let John talk, too. So, John, how do you think? Okay, John, don't be an asshole. It took me a long time to get two people on the phone tonight with the change of the phone number. And Wade's completely dropped out of sight, and I didn't have time to call him. So, John, I know whose side you're on for the January 6th investigation, but they seem to be, going through this trial or whatever you want to call it, going through this, you know, recollection of the January 6th events like it's a life or death matter. And I don't know what the opinion polls are regarding this, but John, how do you think that's playing out in this midterm election?
Well, about a month or two ago, people really didn't care that much about it. They're just so pissed off about gas prices. They're concerned about the rents. They're concerned about a recession. I mean, this is major stuff because that's your life, right? You go to work so you can feed your family, and this is a different time. This is a great reset. They're going to... the powers that be are going to try to recreate society in a different way, and it's in a virtual way. We're talking imaginary world, and I don't know if you've seen, like, there's things called deep fakes. If you look up, there's a comedian, Ed Hatter, I believe, or Hatter, And then he does impressions, and he's on Conan, and he's talking. And when he starts doing Al Pacino, he starts doing Arnold Schwarzenegger, the people that had the video manipulated his facial features so he looked like young versions of Pacino, you know, just like 50%. You could see like, whoa, he's turning into, when he's talking, he's turning into Pacino, or oh, he's turning into Arnold. And the point is this is a fake digital world, and information's controlled. Like with the January 6th, they had this gal, Cassidy Hutchinson, right? Her whole testimony is hearsay. Like, she didn't see or hear any of these things. If you can imagine
wow.
it. Like, almost all of a
okay,
stuff,
let him finish and then repeat him.
The Secret Service.
And what was
like,
the name
oh,
of that person, John, who blocked
Cassidy
it?
Cassidy Hutchinson. This is a key star. Like, she's shaking everything up at Trump. Tried to grab the wheel of the SUV on the beach.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, but she had eyewitness evidence and information. She was there. She's two offices down from the president.
What I'm saying, she's two offices down. She's not seen the stuff happen. What's happened in the beast, the motorcade,
she heard what
whatever.
Mark Meadows. She heard what Mark Meadows was saying. She heard what Giuliani was saying. She was in the president's office when he threw the hot dogs and weenies and the after drinking girl BB.
She can say anything she wants, can't she?
Why would she want to?
Well, she was subpoenaed.
Yeah, but she didn't have, she could have lied like they always do. Mark Meadows lied all the time. Michael Flynn is a chronic liar.
Right.
Go ahead.
Did you know?
Go ahead. I mean, you did. Obviously,
did
you did not see. You did not see anybody climbing the stairs of the Capitol building. Just tell me that you didn't see anybody.
Oh yeah.
On January
6th.
Okay. Go ahead. I just wanted you to acknowledge that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. They have, again, they can control information any way you want. Like right now you would say, oh, the whole country's going crazy. Everyone's shooting each other up. We're below last year's pace. And not that it's bad, not that it's a good thing, but I'm just saying you can go, like, for L.A. with the Fireworks weekend, they said, there was, you know, so many shootings over the weekend, and they were saying, oh, this is terrible.
There
and
were?
At the end of the season, in L.A., as far as shootings over the 4th of July, and at the end of it said, but the shootings were down from the previous year. Like, in other words, if 1,000 people a year use a gun, I think it's 10,000. Either way, you'd have at least 3 shootings every day you can pull up. You could start every lead, and now every lead story is like there was a shooting here and there. They're not up significantly. They're at the same rate as last year and much higher than they were under Trump. But the point being is they want to get gun control laws. So they're going to, every day you turn on the news, that's what's going to be pumped every day. Oh, another person got shot. Yeah. You know, over 500,000 people die of lung cancer, smoking. You know, there's maybe 500 people will die in violent crime, you know, mass shootings. You have 500,000 people die of lung cancer. It doesn't, you know, you see the perspective, like, we got to terrorize people, take away their guns. Now we'll be safe. What about the 500,000 people dying of that and of other stuff? The same thing with Cassidy's testimony. Forget about the economy. Forget about what's going on in the world. Just freak out over Donald Trump was trying to wrestle a Secret Service agent by the neck.
Well,
they're
going to go through this meticulously and get whoever says anything bad about Trump is going to be interviewed.
And he's in the back seat. He's trying to jump up in the front seat and grab the wheel and turn the wheel as they're driving.
All that is bullshit. it's all fringe information. That's all she was giving. That is just like him tossing his little weenie against the wall. That's all fringe information. The main thing is, did they have a meeting on December 18th saying that they were going to have a major attempt to steal the election and the voting machine?
Oh, it's not necessary. Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you've seen the movie from Dinesh D'Souza about the forensics. About they got cell phone records of the vehicles that went through, because you can actually pay for that and get that information. The night of the election, they had all these vehicles show up at these mailboxes and just start dumping. We have video feed. I think it's called 2,000 Mules. I'm not too sure. But basically, it's documented. The forensics are. They're just people showing up, and they're just dumping in votes left and right. So, yeah, they've recounted the votes. It's like they didn't do forensics on it. I can hand them 5,000. Here's 5,000 votes for Biden. Oh, let's count them. Yeah, but where did it come from? Oh, it came from John at 3 in the morning with a group of people loading it up. So the point is, you can get any results you want. And that's the problem I have with all this stuff, is people aren't backing up and looking, you know, at the facts. I mean,
I agree. We should go back to hand ballots.
The question is, I don't mind them reviewing Trump's taxes, but what's the point of rehashing this whole January 6th day by day, hour by hour? It happened. It's going on 2 years.
It was the second coup attempt in the history of America.
I know, but it's going on two years now.
If
it was a coup, Trump would have said, take them all. I've got the military. I'm still president.
He did.
No,
He said it in his war room while he was looking at the whole proceeding. They had the people there stating that he was saying,
why
just
did they
take
leave?
Them out. Michael
why
Flynn
did they
was
leave?
Saying What?
Why did people? This was a major coup, the big revolution. Why did they leave after a couple hours? They left peacefully. They did.
Because they're weak white people. White people are weak.
Who's Pat Cipollone?
They took the other people all the way in
because
and
they're
left.
They're
going to interview Pat Cipollone next.
Cipollone.
In the hearing.
Yeah, they've already had 8 hours of testimony from him, I believe, for 2 days, maybe 16 hours. But they've already had 8 hours, and he's going
Trump
to come back and testify tomorrow.
John, just let him finish.
I'm done. I mean, there are people who can't see, and then there are people who can't see who think that they can see. And who take all their information.
The
internet is fake news,
John.
Yeah. The
not all of it.
All
that
case is
fake
it,
news.
Yes, it is. And you know it is. And that's your whiteness coming out. Privilege.
So when I write on Facebook, my son turns 24 today, it's fake news?
No, it's not fake news. It's on a fake platform. It's on a platform that is an illusion. It's air. It has all the information that is typed up is in the Ethernet. And, you know, this is all just, we're in a dream right now. John kind of alluded to it, but he stopped going on it when he went off on his conspiracy theory. But
can I read something quick, you guys, to break up your little fight?
I'm not fighting. I'm fighting with you more than I am him.
Joe Biggs, the Proud Boys leader from Florida and former InfoWar correspondent, assumed a top leadership role within Proud Boys after the January 4th arrest of Proud Boys chairman Enrique Tarrio. Biggs allegedly led the Proud Boys to a march around the Capitol building. Biggs faces federal charges, including seditious conspiracy. He looks kind of old, actually. Well, I'm not going to read anymore, but I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start paying attention because there is a lot going on, and I feel out of touch.
Okay, well here's the thing. The point you're missing, they have to disqualify Trump either by a criminal charge or by impeachment because they know Joe Biden is tanking. They know that even his own party, they're saying he's a lame duck. He, every day he just messes up.
We know. He already did his job.
You know he's incompetent. He's just a puppet. Right. So they know that Trump or anyone could just walk up there, DeSantis, whoever, could just walk up there and take the election because they're going to look at the economy. They're going to look at the gas. They're going to look at the state of the world with Ukraine and with all these China. These countries are moving around, and Joe Biden is defenseless. They know we're not going to
do
anything.
Well, the free money started with Trump. The free money started with Trump, which started the inflation situation.
Albert's on the line. I'm trying to bring him in.
Stimulus.
Sorry, Albert. I was on another page.
Hey, did you hear me, damn it? The free money started with Trump.
No I'm answering problem. Your question. Your
Hold on, Albert.
Claim. We closed the economy because of COVID. We wouldn't let people work. So then they created what they called the stimulus. That wasn't Trump. That was Congress. Let's print $10 trillion of fake money and give 5% to the public. Remember, Trump was like, let's open things up. Let's get back to football. Let's go get the stadiums going. Let's go. And now everyone's like, yeah.
That was after he had already closed the economy and everyone. I mean,
Fauci.
He did it.
Remember Fauci?
Quit crying. Quit. Take your blinders off, John.
I was working during that time period. I know because I went to work, and Fauci said
Albert's on the air. You guys, Albert's on the air.
You have to wear the mask. You have to shut down your businesses. That was all Congress. That was not Trump. Trump was like, let's open it up, and they're like, oh, you're going to kill the whole country, Trump. And then when it finally showed up, college football around September, October, he's like, we got to have football. And to have football, you have to have stadiums, and people have to show up. And then people were like, let's do it. And that's when it flipped the other way, where half the people wear masks, and the other half were like, no, we're not going to do it. So the fake money, that was all Congress, Democrat and Republican. They just, you know, they tanked us. And these governors, they are, you know, half the governors, right? DeSantis kept things open. And Michigan, New York, California, they shut it all down. That's not Trump. That was each discretion of each governor. There's a fact.
By the way, could you guys say hi to Albert?
Hello.
Whatever.
Oh, thank you.
Don, you're really a pill tonight. I'm putting you on trial.
I hope I have 10 grams of fentanyl, too.
Oh, by the way, just last couple days.
I'm going to have John comment, then I'm going to ask Albert a question about our theme. Go ahead.
They hacked Hunter's laptop again at New York Post. They did a big drop of pictures, videos. He's got the crack thing going. He's, you know, with all these women
naked,
having crazy sex. And here's the thing. You say, well, what's the big deal? Because I was trying to post stuff about that, and everyone was saying, oh, you're conspiracy, and Facebook blocked me. They were knocking down. You weren't allowed to post before the election because they knew if this went out that Biden was going to tank. And he got protected by Facebook. Zuckerberg spent over $400 million to protect him and to shut down anything that has counterproductive. If you put pictures up of Hunter stuff, they would block the pictures. I know, because it happened to me, and now it comes out, and they authenticated it. Yeah, they hacked they got his password, and they verified, yeah, these are authentic emails, texts, pictures, videos, blah, 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 Ukraine, Pakistan, Russia, China, millions of dollars, and no, we don't care, do we, Don? Don't care about that. Oh, no, let's go get the insurrection. But meanwhile, the reason why there's bad boys.
I told you that little big white boy should be in jail. You know, all of them are crooks. We're working on a crook's constitution where the landowner was the only one who counted. And everyone else, especially women, and they were, the first article was that the Negro was three-fifths of a man. And then women, they were just left out because they were worthless. So that is what we're working on. So all this conspiracy theory bullshit is all white person, all these dirty, nasty text pictures, from these privileged white boys is just normal. It's a piece of shit. That's what a lot of them are. You can't,
Okay, I'm going to be, you guys have to be quiet a minute. Albert, what do you think of the perpetual January 6th hearing that they're examining, and do you think the abortion decision is going to impact the midterm elections?
I don't think much will impact the midterm. I mean, people are hard implanted on what they believe, and it's ingrained in them, and at this point, even we have differences, like you and me, John, and we all have different decisions, and it's ingrained. You can't change other people's opinions that easy, so it wouldn't really matter the decision. Like, people would still vote for the same electors of their support, of their agendas, of their ingrained of what they support, of their agendas of what they want. So it depends where the agendas go. But yeah, anyways, I'm on the fence on it because, it is so simple. There's two sides to the coin. Like if you're having sex, if you're choosing your free will to have sex, and and then you just want to go off and then have sex you want to have sex but then not take the responsibility of taking care of the child, that's unethical, that is not right for someone to do, just do whatever they want and then just basically kill the infant, baby, or fetus, or whatever they want to call it, but at the same time, I understand if a woman were to get raped against her own free will, then she didn't have a choice in the matter, and she should be able to do something about that, like an abortion. So I think if you had a choice, you should have no choice. If you didn't have a choice, you should have a choice. So that's what I say: choice, no choice, or choice.
And that leads
again
to a bigger question: whether
I say choice,
I don't
no
feel like the government's
no
pervading my life right now, except for I worked 4 jobs in 2021, and none of my companies took out enough taxes on the federal level, and now I owe the IRS $4,000 more than I already owed them $2,000. Now I owe them $6,000, and it was because the companies didn't do my taxes right. So they're pervading my life that way. But on an individual level, I have secure health care, and besides having to buy car tabs once a year, I don't feel that infringed by the government.
Yeah, she has her own choice. When it comes to online dating, women have more power in the dating world scene. They have more power. When it comes to sex, women usually have the upper hand. And and you know, I mean, in a, I say, a normal relationship, you know, like in most occasions, like women just have the upper hand. They have the choice. You know, they choose to open their legs, and they choose to do it. You know, what I mean?
They don't always have a choice about if they're the decent guy. Up here,
yeah. I mean,
in the North End, I haven't found
too many
decent men.
If the guy's forcing himself on her, that's a different story. I mean, that would at that point it would be rape, right? But obviously, if she chooses to open her legs, you know what I mean, she's making the choice. You know, she's putting the responsibility down. You know what I mean? And I just forgot what I was gonna say, but I was gonna say, like, if a woman thinks that she has to open her legs for a certain guy. You know, maybe she doesn't want to, you know, like, have the baby with it, but she just has to do it because she has to be with this guy, then she's with the wrong guy. She's with the wrong guy. If she feels that she has to open her leg just to stay with that guy, she's with the wrong guy then.
Then why are so many women opening their legs for the wrong guy? I don't understand. Albert, you're going against the law of nature. They're supposed to. Ladies are supposed to open their legs. That's what they do. That's what propagates life. That's what God's plan is. So I'm not sure I can understand personal opinion, but I'm just wondering why you don't acknowledge nature.
Well, that's a woman's power too. So that's part of the negotiation of getting, you know, money and attention from a guy is through sexuality. It's just like a guy has money and resources and businesses and things like that, and that's how women get the majority of their property. They end up with most land and most money and business from their dead husbands. But kind of going back to this, you know, Jane was saying how she's not impacted by the government. Well, that's because you're not a threat to the government. Now, if I went out right now and said, "Hey, we're going to have protest the elections, or we're going to have some kind of pro-conservative thing," people will not join me because they go, "No, they're nailing everyone that went to that January 6th thing, and I mean they're throwing them in jail like with long sentences. People are still in jail from that." But here's the deal: the Proud Boys were part of that. The reason the Proud Boys got involved was because of BLM, because of violence from BLM and at these events they were showing up. And when Don talked about insurrection, you know, for even till now, they have violence in Portland. They still have people getting shot and killed over from BLM and for people protesting. And for months, they took hostage the city blocks, the courts, the police stations, the mail, post offices. So we start talking about insurrection. No one touches that. They're not jailing these people. They're not holding them in. They get bailed out by celebrities. So, yeah, compared to what happened, $2 billion of damages in various cities, like 40 or 50 cities, places built, businesses burned down. Now that's an insurrection. That is trying to take down the
country. And that's because these white boys are tearing shit up. These are white boys doing the shit.
In L.A., Hollywood, the brothers were jumping into
the
stores and grabbing their shoes. White and black. It was all. Trust me, the people on the front line were African American.
Yeah, then that's because they wanted to get some jewelry and TV. They don't give a shit about a cause.
Why aren't they getting persecuted and prosecuted?
They are that's why you had the recall of the DA, because he went way too far in letting them out. But a lot of DAs are letting these formerly felonious people, characters out early or not even prosecuting them.
How can you say that when the people on January 6th, they've been holding some of them since that very day, and then you have...
They should.
John,
when you say hang Mike Pence or anybody, hang anybody. That's sedition. That's treason. When you say that, that's treason.
You
the vice president of the
United
States.
I like Mike Pence. Don't hang him.
What?
I like Mike Pence. Don't hang him.
Well, people have the right to protest. They don't have the right to break into buildings. But
they don't have the right to break into offices. They don't have the right to pee and shit on the floor. They don't have the right to kill, and whether it's directly or indirectly.
Do you know what a real insurrection is?
Officers. They're officers, John. They were Capitol Police people who died in that. Who died?
Trump told them to bring in thousands.
They were the police.
They
were the police. It doesn't matter what them white boys did. They were the police.
They didn't want.
My mom was
a
police woman.
Trust me. Compared to the.
Let's have Albert. Everybody have a smooth conversation.
You can't compare them. You just can't because they left, and it was done in 2 hours. You can't compare that to years of BLM torching cities, burning buildings down. You can't
compare
that.
They didn't kill anybody.
Oh, they killed. Are you kidding me? In all these protests.
Who killed who?
For Floyd?
Who?
Are you kidding
nobody?
Me?
Nobody died besides George Floyd.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Nobody
died besides
George Floyd.
$2 billion worth of damage.
Did you say Gordon Floyd or George Floyd?
Who, me? George Floyd.
By the way, they added 10 years onto Derek Chauvin's sentence for violating George Floyd's civil rights, so now he's serving 32 years in prison.
Another little dick white boy who couldn't get his way with the white woman who liked the black dick.
He was married to an Asian Mrs. Minnesota. She won
exactly
the Mrs. Minnesota. Well, that's not black.
Exactly.
It's Asian. But according to the last video show we had, we're all black.
At least 25
oh, well,
Americans
course.
Were killed during protests in 2020. Yeah.
How many, John?
25. It happened over and over.
In Minnesota? In Minneapolis after George Floyd? In Minneapolis.
I'd have to look at that.
I think he means the next 6 months.
Right. No,
that's
different.
I'm talking
about that day. That day
in
Minneapolis.
Well,
I'm not talking about anything afterwards.
Did they leave? Did they leave in 2 hours? Did they burn down the White House or the Capitol building? Well, they did.
Did they shoot up 15 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh? Killed 10 more people at another black church? Did they kill 21 kids in Uvalde? Did all that happen?
I don't think those were January 6th
protests. Some of them were direct orders from the proud girls and the Aryan patients. You know, I don't even know what in the world people are looking at. The facts are right in front of their face, and they can say, I didn't kill someone, and somebody's shot dead, and they've got a pistol in their hand. This does not make sense.
All I know is if all the BLM protesters left after 2 hours, we wouldn't have had all this mess at all.
Well, all I know is that a lot of those protests, the violence was from people who were trying to excite riots from the right. Those were the first signs of people, the first days after George Floyd.
And that's what they
many
say
of
about
those
the
were precipitated.
For January 6th. They say there were also people there that were planted, too. That's what they're claiming, the same thing, also.
Right, with a pole in their hand breaking out the Capitol windows.
Well, how come then people keep showing
up? If anything, they should get... That's destruction of federal property.
Well, oh, yeah. Well, same as a courthouse, same as a police station. There's all, the people's property. But the point is...
Exactly.
Why
and the white boys be tearing it up.
Well, if it's all the white boys, how come the same black people and leaders show up again and again when they know that they're being used by the white people to destroy the community?
Because they got to make money, too. They learn from the white boy all the dirty, greedy tactics, they got to make money,
Okay, so to make it equal, then what we need to do is let all the Proud Boys and all those people come back for a year, every weekend, come back out there and burn down the Capitol building, right? And shoot it up, and throw bricks and stuff at the politicians and things like that. That would make it equal, wouldn't it? That'd be the same thing.
Whatever the white boy wants, we got to give it to him until 2045.
That point.
When the white boy becomes a minority, then we'll worry about it. When the white boy becomes a minority, then we can theoretically look at that question.
What it did is it shut down people protesting the government. So now no one's going to protest the government. They'll take away our guns, and you'll live in your nice little communist social prison like China or North Korea.
Well, we want to be like Japan, where we only have one murder a year.
Well, that's what the thing about that, though, is they still – do you think that they have illegal crime from the Yakuza? Don't you think they have weapons?
Of course they do.
Same thing with the cartels. All these and half these shootings like this last, well, like that guy had a homemade gun. He's a homemade gun.
Right.
Where did he get that?
He had like 16 of them.
And if their government goes commie, are they going to be able to stop them? No. No one's armed. He just...
If I had a little dick, I'd be white. But if, you know, it's just like all this stuff, it's conjecture. It hasn't happened. It won't happen. The sky will fall before all of that shit you talking about happens. The ifs.
You disarm a society, the government takes control and you can't do a thing about it. That's how it always starts. But now, here's the thing, Albert. Do you think bad guys are going to not have guns if we set this all down?
You guys, you and John always get into this vortex of fighting. And then me and Albert are left in the... Albert, what are you making of all the debate between John and Don?
John and Don? I don't know. I think they're asking a question. I missed the last part.
Do you think the bad guys, if we outlaw the guns, do you think the bad guys are going to be defenseless, or do you think they're going to be able to get their weapons?
In Australia, when they... You know, and they made machine guns, well, and semi-machine guns, like, illegal. That basically took most of the guns away in Australia. The home invasions went up. I guess the criminals, they knew that when they invaded the home, they knew the homeowner wasn't going to have a gun because he was a law-abiding citizen, and they were going to rob him because they have a gun, so... The home invasions went up in Australia, after they, took away the guns. So, take away the guns, you make it harder for good citizens to get guns. Criminals are just going to get guns. You know, they don't obey the law. So, yeah, of course.
I had a friend who lived in Australia, and they basically, this was last year, or beginning of this year, they took all the kids into like stadiums, and they made them vax. It's like, okay, this is it. You just got to do it. and people are like, or you lose your job. You know, so it's like, okay, like the people who had jobs, it's like, well, I got to feed my family. I guess I got to go in the stadium and get my shot. And there's nothing they could do. The government says this is what you're going to do. They shut them down. I had a friend, she flies over here usually every other year to America. She says, I don't think I'll be back because of the laws and the way it's set up. And because she didn't want to keep getting more and more shots. And she has to do all this protocol to leave and to come back. And they bend over and take it. And they're under the queen. It's the queen's rule. It's all under the United Kingdom. And that's the society. I guess that's what Don wants. It's just whatever the government says, just go do it. You got no weapons. You're just going to bend over and take it.
I never said anything good or bad about guns. John, that's what I'm talking about. You had that shit all wrong. I don't give a fuck if people have guns. I just don't want to see some stupid motherfuckers with AR-15s built just for war running around the street acting like fucking Rambo, you know, with erectile dysfunction problem. That's a mean person who doesn't know reality.
Did you guys know that Joe Biden successfully got a bipartisan Safer Communities Act law, gun legislation passed through this past week?
Yes.
It was the first major reform in 30 years.
Right.
Okay, well, how many shootings have we had
start.
This year? How many mass shootings have we had this year? How many?
Too many
it's
to count.
Well, 300.
It depends on.
So let's take if there is even four people per that as the most 1,200 people, you know, wounded or killed. Okay, 1,000 people. It's terror tactics. Like, oh my goodness, the world's gonna end. 1,000 people die of everything every day. I mean, just
We don't have to die from some. We don't have to die from some ignorant, stupid, just out of the cave white people. That's the problem. We have to die. We can die. I'm not gonna be. I've been on forestry crew, and one of the biggest debates that we have around the campfire or whatever, and this is with the crew leaders there and everything, is what would you do in certain situations where you think the crew leader is leading you into a dangerous situation and you either go with them or you bail. And when you are in a fire, you know, I've never actually been in a fire, but I've taken the training and I'm on pre-cut and rehab team. But, you know, one of the biggest debates is do you follow the leader or do you run or, you know, do something different? And in most cases, when it came down to everything, they would probably follow the leader. And that is no way I'm going to go down. I'm not going down following somebody else. I'm following me. My pronouns are me, and me.
I'm taking a quick break, but in answer to John's question, as long as it, 17 to 21-year-old nutcase has access to an automatic weapon, I don't think gun violence will go down. There's too many guns out there already, but the only way they can prevent it in the future is completely outlawing assault rifles.
I don't think we should do that. What would you rather?
We can't.
If we're taking odds on dying, would you take a 30, and it's 30 to 1. Would you take the 1 or the 30? Like, you have two choices. You go through this one door, you know, it's one shot that you'll get it, but it's 30 times greater. You go open the other door, you'll die. Which one would you take? I hope you would take the one that says, hey, I'm going to take the door where it's just one out of us, out of the whole class would get it.
Here's what I think. If a random group of black seniors can die in upstate New York, the gun violence can happen anywhere.
Well,
it could happen in Duluth.
They're talking about the Buffalo.
There, 30,000 people die every year or more in drunk driving.
I think I'll probably die by spinning around in ice in the middle of winter here with my 27-year-old car.
Some of us are familiar with drunk driving accidents. They kill 30,000. You have under 1,000 people, about 500 people die from the AR-15 stuff. So, again, it's just it's fear hysteria, like, oh, Don's afraid.
Well, even if there's not that many, John, it's still a matter of concern because it's sudden. It often involves children. And once it starts happening, like they had a 45-minute gap in Uvalde, it probably could have been prevented if the police corresponded to the school faster or the parents who wanted to get in there. The fact is that it is a more, it's an urgent disaster compared to a drunk driver.
Kidding me? 30,000 deaths compared to under 1,000? No, it's violent. It's young kids, right? Speeding and drunk, and usually someone innocent gets killed. And bleeding and
there's one thing for sure. Well, let me support you on that. If there was a car accident due to a drunk driver and he killed like 50 people on the road, all right, in one single go, all right, it would be just a small news cover that like that would be it. Like the basically. That the Democrat or even Republican would even use it as their talking agenda. Like, you know what I mean? The president would even mention it. Like, they don't even say anything about it. You know what I mean? They would not even acknowledge it. You know what I mean? But when there's a massive shooting, like if there's a massive shooting, more than two people, they get killed and injured. Oh, the president's got to talk about gun policy. Like, oh, you know, and he's got to sit there like, oh, you know, yeah, those, you know, it was a massive gun shooting, like two or three people died or whatever, and they got to make a big statement on the news. You know, the president got to cover it. You know what I mean? But drunk driving, like, they just completely just take out. That's not in their agenda. That's not in their political agenda to do any major thing about it that they want to do. They, you know what I mean? They're most focused on the gun politics and stuff like that to make sure that people don't have their freedom. Or, you know, I mean, they want to have more freedom and take your freedom away. That's what they really want to do.
The odds of you dying in an AR-15, if you have 500 cities or 1,000 cities, you're talking about one person in the whole city. And just imagine a million people or half a million people, and you run around and you go, here, grab one guy. He's going to get killed by an AR-15. Are we living in terror? And then take half of them and go, you know, you're going to die of cancer. You're going to die of heart attack, you're going to die of, you know, drunk driving or diabetes or blah, blah, blah. And you go, oh, my God, that's what you need to be afraid of, Don. This is all fear-mongering just to take away guns. Because once you take away the AR-15 and others, you can modify other guns to shoot like that. But the point is, once you disarm the society, you can pull any laws you want, and the people are just going to have to shut up and take it. You can't protest. Because they'll arrest you and they'll throw you in jail as for sedition and treason. Then you just want to protest because some nuts knocked down, broke glass, and walked into a building. They didn't burn it down. They were the ones who got killed. They didn't kill people. They didn't shoot up like 25 people in there. They could have gotten all those politicians, stormed that door, and take. We would be a much better country probably for it, but they didn't. That's something that, like, at a BLM thing that would happen. They would just burn it down and start throwing bricks. Did they throw bricks at Pelosi? Did they hit anyone? Did they? No, they didn't. They, like, let's turn around. What a weak insurrection. It's not even an insurrection. Was it bad? Yeah. But it's not an overturn of the government. They just wanted them to wait and make sure that they checked the vote properly. That's why they were there, because they knew if they didn't do it, that was going to be it. And sure enough, the politicians reassembled, came back an hour or two later, no burning buildings, no people with guns, and they voted at midnight to certify the election. Pence could have said, let's do forensics. that, like Dinesh D'Souza's documentary, let's look at all these illegal votes that came in 3 a.m, COVID, and these, you know, these workers are just piling them into bags, and no one gives a rip. That's your election fraud, and no one's going to look at it. Just, let's just arrest these people, and that no one will ever protest another election again. Perfect. That's what they have in Russia. Putin always wins, right? Xi always wins in China. How come? Because no one's going to protest the results. That's what Don wants.
You guys, I'm going to put somebody in charge of the show because I have to go to bed. I'm beat. Do you guys want to keep going for 15, 20 more minutes, or do you want to do our conclusions?
I think we could do our conclusion.
By the way, last episode, except for the fight about who's black and who's not, everyone did an excellent job, all three of you. I was impressed. So maybe the break helped us. I have to get in touch with Wade. I haven't been able to get in touch with him. So I haven't made the time to get in touch with him. Okay, who would like to go first in the conclusion section? I'll go. I think Don's basic premise tonight was that you have to separate the forest from the trees. Like, they're going to go through with this January 6th testimony and, you know, just be pragmatic and weed out what's relevant versus what's not and how it's going to impact voters. Yes, the general conclusion in politics is there is a lot of extra dressing on facts, and the average person, unless they're educated, can't disseminate between that, especially if their loyalties are tainted. The other thing is, I don't think our country, hopefully the passage of the Biden bipartisan law will do some good, but our country has been in really a lot of trouble for a long time. Looking back on the almost 40 people who died at Virginia Tech, the mass shootings haven't died down at all, and our country is in a major peril on just about every front line. The only thing that isn't, even though we're in a recession, there are a lot of cities that have over 200 to 1,000 postings for new jobs, and there's shortages everywhere. So that's like the only good news this summer, is that people can get a job if they want, one or two. I would like to get more abreast on some international news that I've been fading on, and I'm going to try to take some time and do that. And I appreciate everyone contributing to the show. It's kind of not as active as it used to be, and I have to get in touch with some old members. But thanks for joining me on an as-needed basis. With that, I'll pass.
Anybody else?
Sure. Don comes after Jane, but Albert should have been first. It doesn't matter. Whoever wants to go can go. John is A for Alpha Dog. Albert's A for Anarchist. And Don is D for Disruptive.
Do you
need
Don?
Yeah,
I'll make it. Don, you make a lot of good points, and I don't have an adjective for you.
No, that's all right. That was pretty good, the one you just gave me. But, you know, trouble is my middle name. So that's no problem. That's when I that's
well, I felt like right. In the beginning of the show you were purposely agitating John.
No, it wasn't just John. I was just, I when I'm away from things, I get out of control when I first get back into it with too much energy and motivation and the will to do whatever it is to the best of my ability. So John just, he was just a part of this.
Well, you do have a lot of basic knowledge just because you're involved with local stuff there. So we appreciate that. A lot of us are in the dark regarding the mechanics of politics on an everyday basis. So why don't either you or Albert go? It's up to you two.
I'll go, and I just wanted to say that we're coming out of no matter what, the recession, everything else that's going on, we're coming out of pandemic, endemic related couple of years, which is, it's very unusual. So we've got to reacclimate ourselves to what civilization and being a human, being at one in nature means. It's hitting us face first with not only climate change, but the gas prices going up. That shows that we're prisoners still of gas and oil. So there's going to be a need to this is a time that we're going to have to change our ways of thinking, our cultural attitudes, and our kids are doing that right now. The millennials and those after them, before them, whatever you want to be, the younger, the Ys and X, Ys, and Zers, they are getting ready to revolt. They're getting ready to explode. This is a new day. Us curmudgeons are ready to fall to the wayside, and we better be prepared for it. We better get prepared for it. All this conspiracy theory crap, all this living in the past, and the
Congress is living in the past.
And Vietnam and that's what's holding us back. We've got all these idiots jumping on the military, save the military kids, and show the white, red, white, and blue, and they don't even know the meaning of what this all is about. You know, this is all about white landowners taking control of the country according to Christianity, Bible, et cetera, is the home of milk and honey. It's the greatest. It is the more or less heaven on earth. That's here in America. We're here. And my family, as I've mentioned a million times, has been here a lot longer than most of these white folks. And for them to disrespect.
I'm on a 30-second bathroom break.
Okay, the diaspora of black myths is appalling. Calling simple history critical race theory is appalling. It's racist. Having somebody in the White House who's ready to overthrow the government, that's racist. It's terrible. It's against American principles. It's against the police. And for them to say that they are God-fearing people is the biggest farce that Americans, true Americans, could ever try to stomach. And I don't think that it's going to happen much longer because of the millennials and those younger than them aren't going to take this anymore. And that's my conclusion.
How about you, Albert?
Albert.
I'm good. I'm good.
What might you conclude tonight's discussion with?
Did you ask that to Albert?
I'm good.
Wow. Okay, well, feel free to throw something in if you want, but I would say in conclusion that we're actually heading to a fake virtual world, and this has been well planned, a robotic world, an AI world, and where we basically just believe whatever we see on the screen, we believe whatever they tell us. And right now what they're telling us is that that the economy is going to be all right. That it's okay that if you just trust the government, they're going to help us get through this COVID disaster, this dark night, this dark cloud that's going to just overwhelm us all. And it's fear-mongering. It's control of the media. And it's a group of people, powerful people, and, yeah, white people, too. You have the Queen, you got Bill Gates, you got Jacob Rothschild, you have Fauci, a whole group of people leading us along with the whole Epstein thing, eugenics. And I've talked about how there is this push to limit black culture. And but it's disguised in ways to confuse, like through Planned Parenthood, basically limiting the black race through that. You know, it was originally called the Negro Plan by Margaret Sanger. She's a eugenist. And so is Gates. Oh,
very
good. We had this week, besides Abe being assassinated, we had Boris Johnson in the UK, jolly old England, he forced resigned. Now, this is part of the royal, you know, that whole Illuminati, this whole, how should I say it, but basically the bloodlines. And along with that, they have the Georgia Guidestones. Someone blew up one of them, and the state of Georgia decided to knock them all down. And the Georgia Guidestones, if you all know, it's about listing all these things that, to save the planet. One of them is to reduce the population to 500 million. So basically, 8 billion. So we'd have to get rid of about 15/16 of the planet or so, about 90% of the planet. Just wipe it out to sustain peace and proper lack of pollution, that kind of thing. It's to be eco-friendly. So the state of Georgia knocked those things down. And then on top of that, CERN is firing up their Hadron Accelerator to highest levels ever. They're going to go where no man has gone before. So a lot of things are up in the, call it the Illuminati conspiracy world. A lot of shakeup going on. And just the beginning. It's going to get even more. You got the monkeypox thing going on. And that's spread primarily through illicit sex. They're not talking about that. That's how it got spread. It's just like AIDS. And so this is just the beginning. Now these elites know that they can just, anytime you want to shut down the economy, flip the government, just lock everyone up, give them whatever injection you want. You just say, oh, hey, we got a new variant. And everything's going to plan. Like you just said, like in the next couple, watch when September, October comes around, right? When winter comes, we'll go, oh, we got some new outbreaks. Everyone's got to be locked down. Can't use public showers. Can't go to public events. No restaurants. Everyone gets a shot. And that's where we're going to head. And it's Bill Gates already talking about it already. And, you can read it like a book. So we'll see. I was looking up Fauci. He made he's worth $8 million. A humble little public servant. $8 million. And of course,
I'm going to bed, you guys. If your call drops, you're out of luck. Good night, and I'll see you next time.
Yeah,
all right, good night.
If you had a penis, you'd be a man, too.
What?
If you had a penis,
okay, good night.
Man,
I don't have time for controversy.
If the moon was brown, it'd be a turd. If, you know, if Fauci wasn't white, he wouldn't have $8 million of our money.
Well, you know, I was looking at a thing today. There's a picture of Plymouth Rock. And they have it surrounded with little, like a kind of like a wire, a bar fence around it. And it shows the water coming up to it. It says the water line, since the 1600s, it stayed the same. Like, the thing should be buried underwater after these 400 years, all the global warming and all this technology. We've had the Industrial Revolution for, you know, what, the 1800s? So only 200 years, same water line. The Hamptons are still there, you know?
Right.
Like the world. Go ahead.
Well, ask that to people in Miami.
Well, you know, the thing about, we've had famines and droughts and all this stuff. And one, like, example, they say, oh, it's the hottest it's ever been. But they say, oh, except from the early 1900s or 1800s. It's like, well, wait a second. We didn't have all this stuff. And I'm not saying that it's good to have all this fossil fuel stuff. I'm not saying that the oil is our savior. But what I am saying is we've had worse, any of this. So I don't know. I think it's just a lot, because we're going to have a big problem with all these electric cars. You're not going to be able to buy them. You're not going to be able to power them up. You know, because,
well, I'm ready. I'm ready for them to be hacked and put in a line and driven off of a cliff.
I mean, with cars, as it is, you have gas stations. So a gas station can serve 200 or 300 cars or 1,000 cars or whatever in an area, in a 2 or 3 mile area. Imagine if you had, in an area where there's 10,000 people, imagine you have 10,000 gas stations. That's what you're doing. When you have to go home and you have to hook into power, like, you can't just drive up, fill up, and go. You got to park that baby, have a dedicated electrical source, and let that baby charge up for, you know, 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, whatever it is. And not only that, is that the plants that provide the power aren't electric. I mean, that produce electricity.
They're
coal. It's done by, yes, coal and gas. So because they can't store enough power in this lithium to run the system. And they haven't figured out the technology. They may never. If so, it's going to be 50 years from now.
Well, that's what they're talking about, blue gas and hydrogen. And even, you know, we have the capability now of putting one little nuclear cell into an engine. Yeah. But the problem is that it would last forever. The engine would run forever, and the car makers don't have the planned obsolescence for that. You know, we had the steam car, and we had a steam car in 1902 that I believe it was either Ford or somebody, Chrysler, somebody picked it up, bought it, and then burned it.
Yep.
So we've had these things, and the white man has done his best to destroy everything that is created. So I'm not sure I understand what, again, people aren't looking at.
Oh, yeah, the elite love to do that, the Illuminati. Definitely.
Well, the Illuminati's, you know, that's what I wanted to ask Jane. I want to understand the neo-Nazism of Ukrainians and the reason the Russians are trying to wipe them out just because of their ideology. I'll ask Jane, since she's a Ukrainian, Somalian, Chinese, Japanese, Scandinavian, Swedish, English loving person.
Well, there is something to the fact that Putin will not allow the Rothschilds into Russia, and he doesn't like the Illuminati. He says, I don't want it in my country. So
right.
I'm not saying he's a good guy, but I am saying that he is a smart guy because he realizes he doesn't want the New World Order. He's said it many times.
Yeah.
I will not allow the New World Order. So that's how come they're painting it like he's the total bad guy, and I think I don't agree with a lot of stuff he's doing, but there's a bigger picture in it, that the whole world is uniting, Biden and the UN and everyone else, this New World Order, they're getting together, France, Germany, you got to stop Putin, he is Satan. When maybe he's one of the few people that's holding back, Luciferianism.
Well,
because these guys are Luciferians, for sure.
All I know is that's the truth, and that's why I don't understand why you don't see the danger in being white. These people are evil. They're meant to be. That's just where they came from. They're violent. That's the only thing they understand is violence. They don't understand anything else. So
they understand how to manipulate, but the thing is,
yes.
It's not just about them being white. It's about the bloodline, specific line. There's a lot of white people that they don't deal with.
And that's the whole point, is that most of their bloodlines have black in them. All the Germanics, all the because they were Teutons, they were raiding into Eastern Africa and the Arabian countries too, and Italy, which was black. They don't want to admit it, but they were down there,
Italy, you got a lot of that because of the Moors, but again, you still, how much
who were
blood
black?
Is it?
Who were black?
Yes. Definitely not purebred.
They were from black. Okay. Maybe they weren't black, but they were from black. They certainly weren't from Caucasus Mountains. But anyway.
I'm black on the waist down.
The black in the translation.
Well, Albert's still with us? What the hell you say?
I say I'm black from the waist down.
Okay, there you go. He's half black. Everybody's
he's
half
got
black.
An AR-15 in his
black.
Pocket. He's got a pocket rocket.
No, he's not talking about that. He's just talking about his color from his legs, man. Stop. Get your head out of the gutter.
No, he looks like Snoop. I've seen his profile. He looks like Snoop.
Yeah. Yeah, I like chicken just like everyone else.
Uh-huh, there you go. And he's blowing trees as we speak. So,
yeah.
You know. But, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
indeed. I can hang with you guys because my knee grows. See, my knee, it grows.
Okay. But,
well, here's
but
the question, Don.
Get it? My knee
yeah,
grows.
I got it. Thank you. I was going to say something.
Jesus gonna save us all? Is that how it
what
all ends? Down? Black Jesus saves us? Is Black Jesus going to save us all? Is that how it ends?
Yeah.
This is too late for Black Jesus. This time for the aliens to come down and appoint another Noah and just flood this place out and start all over again. There's going to be your 5 billion. There's going to be your 5 billion dead people.
Well, it's interesting who blew up those stones and why. Like another because they vaccinated everyone.
The next pandemic will probably be in the meat industry because the way we process our meat. It's like, it's always like salmonella or something. Something that's a cow, mad cow disease or something. Like, it's just like for like one infected, and they all like, they use the same injection for all the other animals. Like, they don't even,
oh,
it's like, you know how they check when you, they're so fucking cheap when they inject antibiotics, steroids, and hormones, you know, into the cows and pigs and all this stuff. They use the same injection. They use the same this, and like, you know, for the chickens too. You know, they use the same little injection. Like, they just, like, you know what I mean? Like, one gets sick, they all get sick, you know? Like, I mean, shit. I mean, imagine you went to the hospital and they injected everybody with the same injection, you know? They took the blood. They used the same needle to take everybody's blood out. Everybody be catching disease there, you know? You know, that's what's going on for pigs, you know? But they think that the disease, like, you know, as soon as they inject the antibiotics and stuff like that, you know, like, but sure, you know what I mean? And all these stuff, you're not going to get sick by the animal, but eventually the, you know, the disease, you know, the bacteria, the viruses, eventually are going to get used to so much antibiotics in the animals, because they get a lot, the animals get a lot more antibiotics than humans. The animals get a lot more antibiotics than humans. So eventually the viruses and bacteria are going to get strong, and going to be able to surpass and you know what I mean, and go around the antibiotics. Like, they're going to be able to surpass and withstand the antibiotics in the animals, because they, you know what I mean, and then they're going to get a disease, and then the disease is going to come across to us, you know.
Here's another one on top of that. I don't know if you guys are familiar with hydrogel and nanoparticle pathogens, and basically what they're doing, and this is, and I was showing this to a person, they're saying, hydrogel is showing great promise as a transmitter, as a facilitator for biotherapeutics. So what they're doing is they're loading this into the vaccine, and the hydrogel comes in there, and normal stuff, your body fights. Your cells go like, hey, there's a stranger, keep them out. You know, you get the bouncer at the door. With the hydrogel, it's very friendly. It assimilates and it bypasses. It gets in very easily, and it sets up shop, and it starts with the nanoparticles that they're sending in. They have there's certain type of particles, and some are metallics, and I'm trying to think the exact word, but basically what it does is it tracks through your body with, like, the luciferase and these other things that glow, that they can, and basically it goes through your body and starts what you are, how you think. Like, it can start sensing, okay, this person, it's like a transmitter in your body. Just like when they put a chip in a dog, okay? So you shoot some with nanoparticles, nanotransmitters, and basically now they can track what's in you. They can go, you know what? He's had sex. You know, he's getting upset. You can see his chemical composition. This is the future. Now, it's not going to happen tomorrow. But this is the process now with the vaccines. Oh, let's do another booster, and we'll add a little bit more of these nanoparticles. Let's do another booster. This gets into your brain. It gets in your bloodstream, and it starts tracking your neurotransmitters sequences. You start, like, how can we tweak a person? How can we tweak their emotions, how they think? How can we cloud their judgment? How can we make them more angrier? And this is like Minority Report. Like, this person is prone to kill. This person is prone to whatever. How do we make a more passive society? And you start putting it in these vaccines. How do we sterilize? Well, this is the big one. Like, oh, make sure in the African-American community, make sure they get, you know, the vaccines so they become sterile. And we'll do it male and female. So that way, when the males are injecting the women, they're putting in, they're basically making them not fertile anymore. They're sterilizing them. And Bill Gates is very up on this. It's Africa. Oh, we got to make sure we go to Africa and India. Well, all these big population centers and get them vaccinated. That's your picture. And once you start tweaking a human's their composition, their DNA, they're no longer human. And this is the beginning of the end. And so you don't have to worry about them taking your guns. I mean, that's part of it, but just keep shooting you up with these vaccines, and what's going to happen in 10 years? Crazy stuff.
Yeah, and if my butt was any smaller, it'd be a vagina.
Woo-hoo.
You're awful
qualified. No, I mean, all these, this thing is going to take how many years to make up shop, quote unquote?
That's the 30 years after the 30 years erased.
I know it.
It's called taking the time.
Well,
you know,
this
is
about.
We already have the information for the
shot. Yeah, we already. I don't even know what
she's doing.
You have an agenda.
Give it to people where we go and get the money back.
No, what'd you say, John? I'm sorry.
UN, you know, the UN 2030 agenda. That's what they're working on. And the thing about it was Trump screwed up their whole deal with the Clintons, Obamas, and Biden. He screwed that all up. And it was exposing Hollywood, pedophilia, all that stuff. And it got us out of the Paris Accord, got us out of the UN. Basically, you know, isolating us the way like Putin did, like get the New World Order out of here. And now that they had to make sure he's out, like, okay, let's tweak the election, and once he's out, let's run up charges, get him out of here, because we can't afford this kind of delay again. And probably the next person they're going to bring in will be Newsom, because Kamala Harris, you know, no one likes her, and Biden's a lame duck. But Gavin, they've been grooming him. He's got the Gettys behind him. You look at Pelosi, his auntie. And who did Pelosi marry like 3 or 4 months ago? Nikki Hilton and the Rothschilds. She officiated. She did the, because she has a marriage license, whatever, you know, she can marry people officially. And that's what she did. You know, so you got Hilton money, you've got Rothschild money, you've got, you know, Pelosi's connections, you've got the whole Democratic, you know, the DNC in California, and they've been testing in California through Gavin Newsom how they're going to run New World Order in the U.S. That's what this lockdown is all about. So all this control is all about. This is all the environmental stuff. You can't do this, can't do that. You can't have a car. Save the environment, right? Which is good on paper, but the way they're using it is in an evil way. So I'd say look at Gavin as your next next horse in the race. Not that it's guaranteed. Kamala was supposed to be the one, but she dropped the baton, so they had to backdoor her in on Biden's coattails. She was supposed to replace Hillary, but Tulsi Gabbard shot her down in the debate, and Kamala couldn't make the top 15. She had to drop out, so they brought her in through the back door. I won't be surprised if Joe has an accident or a health issue. But the problem is no one likes her, and the everything's tanky, so they're just going to blame her. So they may try to protect her by keeping her out, but we'll see if Gavin and her put something together in 2024. And I think Trump's getting ready. If they keep control of the Senate and they level out the House, and Trump's health is good, and they can't impeach him, I think they'll see him run, and I think they'll take it. If not, DeSantis will be pretty strong, too. And Democrats, there's like 50 people that want in. I don't know who's strong horse. Probably be Gavin Newsom, sadly.
I'm still here.
Yeah, so, because last time, remember, they're like about 15 people. So you had Beto O'Rourke, you had Buttigieg, you got Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie. Bernie would have won it, but they forced him down, right? Have to always force Bernie.
Yeah, they pulled a carpet from underneath him. Yeah.
And Lord forbid AOC, you know, if she gets old enough, I think she has to be 34. So I think she has to wait till 2028. That would be the end of mankind.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, it's been an evening of interest.
No, it's good to be here and listen to all of you. Yeah. Hearing you guys out, definitely, you know, want to, you know, go strong, you know. Hope you guys continue on, you know, free speech. Get that voice out there, you know. I wanted to recommend her a different streaming app than this one that is much better, you know. And I wish we can all just do that one, but I guess... It's not at the moment. Well, she updated her plan. She paid for the new plan. Never mind. Well, when that plan's over, I hope she looks at the other ones that I mentioned before. She hears this out.
I think
the
that's why.
Affordable
because...
plans that at, like where you can speak the, you know, this radio show and earn, instead of spending money, you earn money. You know what I mean? Like, it's free. It's free to stream as many hours as you want and talk and have people come in and talk. And you, they pay you. You get paid, you know, the other way around, you know, instead of you having to pay to be on here, yeah. It's a different streaming platform, better than this one. But, yeah, you know, we all got to make the decision, move to a different platform, and I think it will be a lot better.
There's better ones out there, and it's not like you know who you are, how you're connected. So I think that's why, definitely. You know, it's like you can. There's always people trying to move up, and until you choose the right team or the right venue, like you can sit on a street corner and play a guitar, right? But if you meet the right people in Hollywood, then the right part of the world, you're going to go somewhere.
And, like, I mean, we all have smartphones, so this platform can be downloaded. And when you download the app, you know, every smartphone has a camera. I mean, who doesn't have a camera on their smartphone, you know, right? A camera. And it's just so more engaging when you see the person, you talk to the person, you have, you know, a lot more engaging that way. I think it's a better platform. It's definitely... And it's very easy to move people on the box and have it. It's definitely a good platform. I hope you guys check it out. It's multi connected across many other ones too. It's on MeetMe, Plenty of Fish, and Scout, and many other ones that are twine interconnected. Which if you're on the other app, it doesn't matter. You can connect with the other person on the other app, and the other person on the other app can connect with you, all twined and connected. It's like a streaming service, video streaming service where you, like, you know, where everybody, you know, box up. You know, you're gonna have literally five boxes. It's gonna have up to five boxes, and everybody in the video. And if you're not in the box, you could be in the comments. Yeah, so it's very interesting to check out because a lot of the platforms have been kind of turned, like a lot of the platforms that so-called, they were dating before, but they're not really dating anymore, I mean, people don't really date on these apps anymore. People don't really date apps anymore. They just really use it to gain their own, their own motive for propaganda, or more, you know, their own motive, whatever the case is. But anyways, man, I hope you guys have a good night. It's good to see you guys. I will hear from you. I can't see you guys. It's good to hear from you guys again. Have a good night. Have a good one, yeah?
Yeah. Thanks for the information, because that's like that. It's like you've got to get connected to the right format and the right agenda, and then you can do something right. Right.
Yeah, I gotta go. I hate to go so fast, but I gotta go. All right, but it's good to see you guys. Bye.
Well, am I the last chicken in there too? So, the show has been taken over. Johnny Rock. I'm the show man. What I say is the law. First of all, we had to let Jane go. He's a communist. Sorry, Jane. You're up. Don had to go. He's a white man trapped in the black body. Albert. Oh, yeah. To the end. He had to go. Because he said he had to go. So, for the Love Talk Stopping Network, he's done a lot. Then, don't follow the Illuminati. The election is rigged. Talk on. Black Lives Matter, like everyone else's. Don't give up the gun. And your AI system is and Black Lives Matter is in the council. See, Jane, this is what happens when you leave. I lose control. Oh, anyway, this is Johnny Rock saying good night and God bless you. God bless America. And remember, you look at Johnny Rock videos on YouTube. Johnny Rock 911, Johnny Rock the Premier, Johnny Rock Hack the Matrix, and Johnny Rock IMC, and Johnny Rock, you see if Jane listens to the new show. And have a good week. This is what happens. I think we're going to have another wave of the pandemic. I think we are closer to 666 and the mark of the beast. And we'll see if things jump into play before it's going to happen. So once again, till next time in the metaverse. Blah, blah, blah.